Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
Welcome to episode 27 of the Front Row with Don Roth Podcast. On this episode, I have Brian Propp. I'm here with former NHLer Brian Propp, who played 1,016 NHL games with Philly, Boston, Minnesota, and Hartford. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good. Yes. How did you get that name, the Guffaw?
So I got the Guffaw from Howie Mandel, the Canadian comedian.
Yeah.
In the 80s, he'd had his shows in Atlantic City. So I went to a couple of his shows. I really liked what he did, but it means a hearty laughter, guffaw, and so that's what I started up with. So I wanted to do something a little different after I scored goals. So I went to center ice and I did guffaw in center ice every time I scored. But he knew about it, and I trademarked it for me, but he didn't mind because he had other things that he was doing.
Okay, you were playing in Brandon in the line with Bill Dunlong, Ray Ellison, and that was a very good line for Brandon.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. Those years, we had Doug McCollum was my coach. We had powerful teams in Brandon for 3 years. I remember the first year we only lost 12 games. The second season we only lost 8 games, and the final season we only lost 5 games all year long, which is pretty amazing. But Dunk was a good coach, and had Ray Ellison and Brad McCrimmon with me, and Derlego and Ken Hanlon and Kanekker. So it was pretty powerful.
And you played in 1987 Canada Cup with Gretzky and the guys. How was that?
Well, at that time, it was in the 80s when the Russian players weren't drafted until 90. So they had to kind of work out the whole time just playing for the Olympics and other tournaments. It was special because of that year, the Canada Cup, all the teams were there. It's sort of like the Olympics, but we had a great team, good leaders, awesome leaders, Messier, Gretzky, Lemieux, and Lemieux learned from that how to win because of all the leaders that we had. I was the oldest player on the team that year, but we had a couple other guys like Tockett and Hextall, and Mike Keenan was a coach for Team Canada, and Bob Clark was a GM, so I knew a lot of other people, but it was what an unbelievable season it was. Three games, everyone ended up 6-5.
And I had the pleasure to meet Dale Halachuk back in 2011, and you played with him then. How was Ducky?
Well, he was a very good guy. He liked to have fun, but he did a lot of charity work with the guy that runs his charities in Toronto, Andrew Jackson. And so, I was able to get invited to some of his golf events, and there's a couple of other hockey events that I've been a part of in Canada. I worked for the Flyers as the announcer for 9 years from 2000 to 2009. So I knew a lot of alumni, people that that traveled. And so I did every game for 9 years on the radio. And so I kept in touch of all of these guys. And so that gave me opportunities to do some other charity, like the hockey and the golf. But Ducky was a great guy, and his son is a good golfer, and I keep in touch with him all the time.
And you were inducted to the Flyers Hall of Fame in 99? And how was that?
Well, at that time, it was like 5 years after I retired. And so, but it was a nice honor for me. And at the same year, in 1999, I also was the top left wing in the history of the league in Canada. That was an honor for me, because Lemieux was there, Orr was there, Patwin and Bernie Parent and Guy Lafleur and the coach Brian Keeler.
And wait, and he also got inducted in the different Saskatchewan Hall of Fames in 02, 03, and 14.
Well, that meant a lot to me, because at that time, I grew up in Saskatchewan, and I know a lot of people that are there, and it was a nice honor. And over the years, I still have family that visit every summer, except for this year, like where we couldn't. But other than that, like I have a big family, and it's good to talk with them all the time. And we just had our Flyers alumni golf tournament yesterday. It was 70 degrees out, but all the alumni that I know, I usually take pictures and I send them off to them, and then keep in touch with all these people too, because I'm on the board of the Flyers alumni also.
Yeah, so like, you grew up playing hockey in Saskatchewan. Like, how does it compare to like the playing down in the States and stuff like that?
Well, at that time, I didn't know much better. Like, I grew up with a town, Newdorf, of 300 people. And so all we did, play hockey and to just try to help other people and just have fun. And but I kept skating, and it was nice for me, especially when I played for the Melville Millionaires. I won the scoring that year and the MVP too, so that was good.
And there was a season of the Goldbergs, season 3, they wore your jersey on that show.
Yeah, so I met his mother this last summer at a charity event that I was at. So like, I got a chance to meet his wife, his mother. I tried to meet them before, but they're in California. They love me. That's why I have the jersey on a couple of the shows, and I just can't wait to try to meet the guy too.
Yes, and after you played with Thrilly, you went on to different teams. Like, how did that feel? Like, leaving, playing with Thrilly for a long time to playing with different teams.
Well, at that time, I was 11 years with the Flyers from 79 to 90, and then I got traded at the end of the year to Boston, because that year I had a hand injury, like where I took the artery out of my hand, and so I missed the 27 games. And so, Dave Poulin got traded that January, and then Boston was number one in the league that year, and so I was fortunate to get traded to them, because it gave me a chance to win a Stanley Cup. And then after the season was over, then I signed with Minnesota for 3 years, and then we went to the finals again. And then I ended up with Hartford, and then I finished in France. So it was a good career for me. A lot of memories there, and five Stanley Cup finals. And I'm still hold the record for the most player left wing points in the playoffs, which I'm very proud of.
And how was playing in France back and after you played here?
Well, actually, the hockey was pretty good. It was only in France. But we didn't play as much. Like, we just played a couple days a week, it was good for me just to continue a little bit more, just to figure out what I wanted to do after I retired. And I figured out, when I built the Medford Ice Rink in New Jersey and ran that for 3 years. You know, that was going really well, and so it was really nice. And you know, I'm very fortunate for all of the things that I've done in the hockey, and I stick with the hockey, and you know, the radio, and then working with the Flyers alumni all the time. You know, it's been pretty awesome.
How did the game change from when you played to until now?
Well, at that time, it was a little tougher to play because you got slashed and hacked and holed. So it was tougher to get in front of the net, and they held you all the time. Now it's changed where you can't really touch anybody. And so the game is a little faster now. The goalies are much better, and the defense are better. It's more of a faster of a game, but you know, there's not too much physical play that's going on now, and so I kind of miss that a little bit because it's a little boring. But I'm still the ambassador for the Flyers every home game, except for this year it's not happening because of all of the hockey. No one knows what's going on, and also I'm also the ambassador for Bancroft brain injury people because I had a massive stroke 5 years ago where I couldn't talk and walk and do anything. So I've come a long way from that, and you know, with that, you know, I just started my own Guffaw cigar brand where I give a percentage back to Bancroft every box that I sell.
Okay, and there's different teams that can different markets now since you played. And the Jets left to go down to Phoenix, and then we got Atlanta up here. So how do you feel about the different markets, like expanding into different markets?
It's good for hockey because look at all of the world, all of the people in the world that want to play in the NHL. So it was that's to be expected. It's a little different now because they make a lot of money now, and you might have the third and fourth line that's rotate a little bit more. So you probably don't stay in the league for 4 or 5 years average, but they're making money, and everyone in the world is trying to get into the NHL.
Yeah, so same thing with the drafts now. So where he's getting a phone call and tell you to where you got drafted, and then he went into I think it started in 80-81, I think, where you actually go to the draft and get called up to the stage. And this year is different now because they did the deferral chill draft. How did that be different for you?
Well, I was in 79-80 when the league merged. It was only the NHL. I was hoping that it could be the World Association too, because it gave me more bartering power. But you only had one league. I made my first 3 years, I made 50,000, 55, and 60,000, and then then it kept good. I didn't make 100,000 after 8 years. So it's just. Put it into perspective that we didn't make that much money, but we had fun, and we figure out different ways that we can make a living, and but it's all been really good.
Yes. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for coming on, Brian.
Yeah, well, just if you want, if people want to check out my website, my website is GuffawCigars.com. They can deliver to Canada too. It might be a little more expensive, but for fish shipping. But if they want the cigars, they're from the Dominican Republic, and I can tell you that they're really good.
Thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.